This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm Joe.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to pick up from where we were yesterday and just continues to go line upon line, precept upon precept, as the Lord manifests his counsels unto us as to how to bring about resolution and concerning the issues at hand in this country, folks, because again, it's overwhelming. You have to ask yourself the question, as it talks about in Jeremiah 30, is our wound incurable? Well, listen, with man, all things are possible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. I believe that we're going to pay the piper in this country. We're not going to get away from that. But I also want to put this into perspective. I believe we're going to get to the other side of this for those that are willing to do something about the issues. The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, though they may be the ones to have to bring the light, and those that bring the light, as you well know, friends, have to endure the flame. So in saying that, we can get to the other side. We have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. As long as we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, where we find our hope. And what is hope, friends? We know what hope is. It's found in Christ. And for those that are at the end of their rope, tie a knot and hang on, friends, because that's how it seems to work in the spiritual realm. It really does. We're going to get to an audio piece for you in just a couple minutes here to show you how out of hand things are in your government, friends, because again, it's over the top. For some reason or another, the American people are led to believe that the Clintons are above the law, and for some reason, again, the American people are led to believe that for some reason or another that the Clintons are impervious when it comes to the law, as if to say there's no consequence to them breaking the law. I'm going to play an audio piece for you in just a couple moments, which will exhibit and exemplify my point to a T, friends, and it will show you that we are corrupt from the top to the bottom. It's a brand new piece. I'll be playing that for you in just a couple minutes. I wanted to highlight some of the things that are going on in your country today, and then what we'll do is we'll get to that audio, hopefully during the first segment here. I wanted to let you know, too, that if you'd like to jump on at any time, the nations are willing to hear what you have to say, all 53 of them that are tuned into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. These two pages interact one with another. You can also check me out on my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E. And keep in mind, friends, Facebook is suppressing my information, as well as Google on my Sons of Liberty Media account. So go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and see what it is that they don't want you to see. The truth, which exposes their lies. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You can go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one double E. Bradley Dean 1, and again, go over to Facebook. All those pages interact one with another. And if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready for this? No surprise here. FBI director. Is the FBI director, James Comey, connected to the Clinton Foundation? Again, here we are ahead of the game, friends. And it's interesting to note, friends, that with the Clintons, for some reason or another, Comey's got a, I don't want to say a history, but he does have a history of letting off the Clintons scot-free for some reason or another. Now, this is the guy that just last week, again, you know, highlighted the crimes of the Clintons line upon line, precept upon precept, and then he goes on and steps in it as he gives double talk to the American people, as he talks out of both sides of his mouth, and then he says that any, you know, reasonable prosecutor would not seek out an indictment concerning.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
It's National Make a Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
All right, we're going back in. Hold on. Welcome back. Yes, I am back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, or your guest host for today. I want to thank Bradley Dean for letting me sit behind the microphone. I so much appreciate the time that he's given me to be with you, and I do appreciate your time listening. I know you got 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. And if you want to hear Bradley Dean, if you want to learn more about Bradley Dean, maybe today's your first day that you've tuned in. You said, oh, I got to hear this guy. Well, he will be back tomorrow. At least that's what I'm being told. And you can head up to his website, Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com, and learn more about Bradley. Get his, I guess he's got podcasts up there and that kind of thing. He's also got some great stories, great writers. I happen to be one of them. If you like what you hear today and you like what you heard yesterday, my name is Joe Messina. I do a show called The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am also heard here daily on GCN, as is Bradley. You can check me out here at GCN Live, or you can head over to my website, therealside.com. But I want to get right to my next guest because I think this is very important for us to understand. I was telling him during the break how I have Christian brothers and sisters who won't have a savings account, who won't do anything to amass, and I won't necessarily say wealth, because I know some of you will tune right out when I say that, but to amass some security in their lives, and it is okay. So I've asked David Fisher to join me today. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and David, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
My pleasure to be on with you, Joe, and I've been on your show many times, and also Bradley's show now many times, and appreciate both of your guys' heart in helping many of the listeners trying to have balanced biblical views on how we live in a ungodly world, being godly people.
Well, now I got to embarrass you for a second, because, it's funny, because I do get emails from people always, you're with that scare tactic, you're trying to scare me to buy gold, you're trying to this, that, and the other thing, and I've told people, just call them. The worst thing you can do, or the most fun you can have, is you hang up on them because you're being sold, right? And those same people have emailed me back and said, I didn't buy anything. They didn't force me to buy anything. They were very informative and a pleasure to deal with. So I tell people all the time, it's an 800 number. It's free. It's free on your cell phone. It's free on your home phone. You have got nothing to lose. And if you feel like you won't, but if you feel like you're being pushed to buy, you just simply hang up the phone. It's not that hard, people. But what prompted me to call you, too, to ask you to come on with me today was I had another one of those conversations with one of my brothers or sisters in Christ, and I said, look, Yeah, we were talking about gold and not just gold, but investments in particular, and you know, your home and that kind of stuff, and protecting yourself. And they said, well, you know what? We're not supposed to lay up treasures here on earth. Our treasures are laid up for us in heaven. I'm not going to worry about that. God is my sufficiency, brother. And I swear they had to bring oxygen and get me off the floor. David, explain to the listeners that it is okay, and we are required to have an inheritance here on earth, and you can't have that without laying up some treasure, can you?
Absolutely. To put it into perspective, you know, the chair that the person is sitting in, I guess you could say if he's sitting in a chair that he bought, he's laying up a treasure, and maybe that's his throne and his kingdom, so he's really off base in that. But, you know, it's where the heart is. It's not what you have in possession. It's not the aspect of I have mutual funds or I have stocks or I have gold or silver. It's where your heart is, because Scripture clearly talks about in Proverbs, the righteous will be rewarded with prosperity. And the next verse, it says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
I like the old King James, the wealth of the wicked. It's laid up for the righteous. That
exactly
makes it a lot easier for me to want to take it from them. Go ahead.
We're supposed to be in this world, Joel, but not of it. So, you know, I'm sitting on a chair. I bought it, but the chair doesn't dictate my love for God less or more. The microphone that you and I are talking into and the radio that people are listening to, or the computer that they're listening to because they own a computer or they are driving in a car that they own, doesn't mean that they've stored up in wealth here and they're unrighteous. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with their car is the means of transportation so that they can go out and witness and be the light of the world. There's a lot of people that have come to know Jesus through the radio waves talking about the gospel, and it's probably one of the most effective ways that the gospel got out there. And if we would have been of the belief, Joe, that I can't have a radio and a radio station shouldn't be there because it's unrighteous because they built this out of brick and mortar and spending money on electricity, the gospel wouldn't have gone out to all the ends of the earth. So, you know, it's using the mechanism, not the mechanism controlling the heart of the man and woman of God. And I believe that it's the same way when you come into investments. It's not about, you know, I can't have gold and silver because that's storing up treasure. I can't have stocks, bonds, mutual funds because that's storing up treasure. No, we need to be in this world but not of it. And the ministry is run through financial donations. I mean, all ministries are run that way.
You mean the electric company doesn't say, you're a man of God, we'll just keep the lights on for you, right? They don't just give you free electricity or heat or air conditioning?
No, not at all. And I think about, you know, in the Gospels, in fact, it's in all the Gospels, the biblical story that is true about Joseph of Arimathea. He was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly he feared the Jews. And he went and asked Pilate that if he could take the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So him and Nicodemus, who was also secretly feared the Jews and came to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior, they by night brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes and about 75 pounds in weight, which costs a lot of money. So where did that money come from? Where was the money created? And if Joseph of Arimathea, who loved Jesus and is a good example today, now in biblical times, he took care of the body of Christ. He had to have money to do that, to buy the myrrh and to buy the cloth, and it was thought to be said through biblical scholars, he actually bought the tomb that Jesus was laid in that no one had ever yet been laid. So if it wasn't for Joseph of Arimathea, a very wise businessman that loved Jesus and thought to be paying for all this, him and a portion of Nicodemus, is what Bible scholars are saying. I want to be a man of God today that takes care of the body of Christ. And to do so, I'd rather have more than less. Now, the more, too much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. And out of the abundance of the heart flows ministry. And if my heart is right, and God has given me much, I'm required of much to give back into the kingdom of God. Because I'd rather have more to give to the kingdom than less. And so that's how I look at, you know, biblical scriptures on having wealth. It's not here to store up, to hoard. It's to give out. But I'd rather give out more than less.
Well, that's, and I tell people that, you know, when you're, again, you're responsible for making sure that you're sowing into the right soil. You know, when you're tithing at your church, you're not. I'm so tired of hearing people say you're giving money to the minister. You're not. You're giving money so people can have chairs to sit in, so the lights can stay on, so there's a nice, comfortable place to learn the gospel. And if you're going to write me an email that says, well, you know, when Jesus taught, they sat on grass and they sat on dirt. Yeah, okay. They also didn't have cars, so give up your car. You know, you wrap yourself in a sheet because that's about all they had to wear. Let's not get stupid about this. The again, you can't leave up, as David was saying, you can't leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. You can't be a blessing to those people around you. You can't help your neighbor pay the electric bill if you can't pay your own. I mean, there's so many blessings you can be for somebody, and you're thinking right now it's all about money. It's not all about money, but it's about having the resources to show the love of God to other people. Now, but people would say, why gold and silver? Aren't all these, you know, everybody's selling gold and silver. Everybody's trying to buy me, get me to buy gold and silver. Why not just to buy stocks and bonds? Why not just go down that road?
Well, first of all, just going back to your original point, if somebody called my company, Joe, and you said there's never been pressure, and I would fully agree with that 100%. If there is somebody that ever called my company and felt pressure, or in the future does, I want them to personally call my company and ask for me as a complaint, because I want to take care of and rectify that. There's no pressure working with our company. We're based upon education and treating people with respect and dignity, because we feel that people are smart enough that if given the right facts on what's happening, they can make good decisions for themselves because they're entrusted with the money, not Landmark Capital.
And David, for clarity, though, that's forgive me for saying it this way, but that's Christian and non-Christian alike. There's no special treatment given to a Christian as opposed to a non-Christian. I know you can't hear it, but we got to go for a quick break because we do believe in capitalism around this place. But we'll deal with that on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, filling in for Bradley Dean today, Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley will be back with you tomorrow. Don't go far. You have to know why you need to put up you need to lay up treasures here on Earth. We'll be right back.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today. Bradley Dean has given me the honor of sitting in his seat. It's a pretty big seat, too, let me tell you what. Pretty big mic to have to take care of. And I do appreciate all you that are hanging in with me today and listening to the show. If you want to get the, if you're just tuning in for the first time and you expected to hear Bradley Dean, he will be back with you tomorrow. So head over to the website, Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Either one of them will work. You can learn more about Bradley's shows, pick up his classic podcast, and see some of the writings up on his website. If you like what you hear from me today, you can always head over to my website. I have a daily show also here on GNC Live, and you can find me at GNC Live or therealside.com. That's therealside.com. I got a list of stations up there and times and what have you. Check out our sponsors. You know, even if you just call them and ask them questions, you'd be surprised what you can learn by some of the information you get. Bradley and myself, we don't take on sponsors that are fly-by-night people, that are people that just looking for a quick buck and want to move on. And I've actually fired sponsors, if you would, when I found out that's exactly what they were doing. But we were talking earlier with David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. He's still on the line with me, thank God. And we're talking about why, you know, my Christian friends make me nuts when they talk about they're afraid to lay up treasures. They're afraid that the money's going to get a hold of them or something. You know, we're not supposed to live in fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of a sound mind, right? So if you get to that point, you're not on your knees enough. You know what I'm saying? But I brought David on to explain to us. He's a good, and I would say this because I've known him for a while now. He's a godly man. There's no hard sell here. It's information. You decide what you want to do. You should be praying on these things anyhow because it's not your money. It's God's money, and you need to ask God what you need to do with his money. Anyway, David, get me going, man. I won't stop. Thanks for being with me today.
I don't know if you're sitting in Bradley's chair. You might be on a soapbox, but hey, that's great. I like that. Keep going.
I'm getting
the blessing right now.
I'm glad to hear that. You know what? Sometimes I just feel like I'm, you know, just rambling on. But why gold, David? Why not stocks? Why can't I bury my American dollar under my mattress or something?
Well, you can. I mean, the scripture says apportioned to seven, apportioned to eight, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. And so, you know, the markets are going to have tragedies and then an ebb and flow. That's just part of markets. It's part of economies. Economies grow and they retract. Markets go up and then they correct. But specifically, why gold and silver? Well, the four biblical investments are gold, silver, land, and cattle. In our money system, in our, when it was set up by our country, in the system was set up based upon the book of Leviticus called the Sundry Laws, just weights and measures. And so in doing so, what happened is we, not we, you and I, but previously they came up with another way and adulterated our money system by creating an anti-biblical money system called paper money. So the money system was supposed to be based right out of the Bible on gold and silver weights and measures. And that used to be, when our country was first founded, that was our money. What has transpired since then, they started using paper money as the alternate, and now no longer is gold and silver a money system, but is a store of wealth, and it's a biblical store of wealth, while stocks, bonds, mutual funds have only been around a little over 125 years, gold has been around for 6,000 years. So imagine for a second, because everybody talks about, you know, the dollar going to zero. Imagine if Christians put a portion of their money into gold and silver, a biblical investment, and the dollar goes down, and when the dollar goes down, gold and silver historically goes up, and they transfer the wealth from the unrighteous to the righteous. If this monetary system crashed and enough Christians had gold and silver, they would be the new central bankers of the world. So it's at least, at the very least, it would be a way of saying, if the Federal Reserve isn't going to back our U.S. dollar by gold, I'm going to be a bank myself and back my own financial future by gold and silver. So, but it just also happens to be, Joe, the number one investment this year. It's up 25%, while stocks are up 3 or 4%. But I guess the bigger reason of why gold and silver, not because it's just biblical, is it's stood the test of time, and we're moving into uncertainty. There's new trends out there that has happened, you know, in society, not just financial trends, but a significant amount of trends. I mean, if you're trying to redefine what marriage is nowadays, it's crazy. They're trying, you know, in North Carolina, I was on another radio talk show host there, North Carolina, they're trying to define what sex is, and they're not using it between a male and a female anymore. It's insane how our country has changed just from 15 years ago. And there's a lot of changes that have happened, and we as Christians need to be aware of the changes so that we can be good stewards of the money that the Lord's entrusted with us. And when markets change and governments change, then it causes us as Christians to be the light and salt of the earth, to be changing also, not changing in our faith, not wavering from our belief, but changing as so that we can be good stewards. And, you know, the trend has changed. We used to be savers and not spenders, and now with the central banks of the world going into a negative interest rate environment, they're forcing us to spend our money.
You know, David, I want to interrupt you for a second. I know we didn't talk about this. We actually never talked about this. But my parents and my grandparents were, you know, they were savers. They were squirrelers, if you would. You know, they would drive a little further to save a little bit more money. What happened to us?
They changed. You know, we went from a one person income family unit to a two, and now then, and that didn't work. It's not making enough money. And now they're saying, okay, well, maybe if you have some debt, maybe it might help you out, and you'll pay down that later on with an inflated house. You know, and that's what the theory was in,
wow,
in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007, and that didn't work because any debt is a cancer. You know, scripture talks about owning no man nothing. And debt is the thing that will come back and haunt us. It will hold you there longer than you want and take you further down the road than you want and hold you captive greater than you would ever want. That's why scripture talks about not having debt. So, our whole financial system in 1971 went from a credit system to a debt system when they took gold and silver backed off our currency. And then since then, there's been this big move through media and also through the Federal Reserve and our government to become spenders, not savers. And now they've taken away the incentive to save. We've been in the last 10 years a low interest rate environment. Look what banks are paying, practically nothing. And banks used to make money by making loans, and now they make over 40% of the revenue doesn't come from making loans, but by trading the money that they have on account, your money in the bank, using it as an asset to leverage it, called a derivative, which is what brought the whole system down. And this is why we're going to head into some sort of financial calamity. Banks are worse off today than they were in 2008 when everything was supposed to be set.
David, in short order, before we get to some of the other questions that I have here, The market is being propped up by the federal government. I mean, so I've had some people say to me, hey, I've done great in the market this year. I've had no problems. I don't know why you're trying to sell me gold or silver, but the market's working for me. But the market right now is built in gaining on a false premise, is it not?
I would dare to differ. The people I talk to, most people are saying they've only made 2 to 4% in their portfolio.
Wow.
That's not great. 7% to 15% is great. And according to the billionaires that were speaking back in September, they were saying you're not going to get double digit returns on your money for the next 3 or 4 years. And the market is only up 3 or 4%. That's not great by standards of living. That might be better than what they got in foreign markets.
In a savings account at 1.2%, yes.
Yeah, so exactly. But the market in gold is up 25% year to date.
Wow.
And that is a sign that says something is wrong. When gold moves 25% in a year, and then the 23 years I've done this, I can count on one hand that gold has moved 25% or a greater a year. And it has always been a signal that something is looming and going to cause some severe problems
in
the future.
That I've heard by many, and I think you're right on with that one. Hey, you've talked a few times about the bail-in, and you know, at first you caught me way off guard with it, but the more and more I'm paying attention now, I see it coming. I see what you were talking about. Why don't you explain to the listeners, what is a bail-in?
Well, it's the opposite of a bailout. We bailed out AIG in 2008. We bailed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and General Motors. They were in trouble, and the whole idea is they couldn't fix themselves, so the government came to the rescue and gave them money and bailed them out, and they repaid back the government in time. That was the theory, and it worked. Well, at least it did for those companies. A bail-in is the opposite. A country gets in financial trouble, and they can't fix it on their own. Nobody comes to their rescue, and so they go internal to their citizens' assets, their bank accounts, their pensions, their retirements, and take a portion of that, if not up to all of it, and give a government note or a bank note in return and pay those citizens back over time. This has happened in 14 countries in the last 6 years now. And we've been following this. We wrote a detailed report on this. That report is now in its fifth edition. I'm writing a book on it because it keeps growing like a dangerous animal. And unfortunately, now the trend is hit on the shores of America that in 2010 this idea came about and it was signed into law by President Obama called the Dodd-Frank Act.
I need you. You're going to finish that up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm in for Bradley Dean. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. We're up on our final segment here on Sons of Liberty Radio. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Look, if you want to send me an email during the show, because, forgive me, but some callers take like 12 minutes to ask a question. So if you got questions about gold or silver, send it to me. I'm watching my email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you want to get a hold of it, we'll give you more information at the end of the segment. But if you want some more information, you want to call Landmark Capital, you can call them at 877. If you're driving, don't write it down. You can grab this later on. 877-448-2646. 877-448-2646. You're sitting at home. It's landmarkgold.com. Landmarkgold.com. David Fisher is joining me today. He is the CEO over at Landmark Capital, and I always appreciate, I always learn, it doesn't matter how many times I have him on the show, I always learn something from him about how the market works, how gold works, and just how the economy as a whole works. Again, David, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome, Joe. I know we were talking about bail-ins.
Yep.
This relates to, what caused these whole bail-ins is there was not enough revenue coming to their country. That's what the bottom line was. Nobody was buying enough of their country's debt. And so they couldn't get out of their debt structure because nobody was buying enough of it, so they had to go internally to their citizens' account. The same trend, unfortunately, I hate to say it this way, but it's the fact of the matter, is now happened in our country. For the first time in our country, the largest hedge fund in Japan announced in April they can no longer buy U.S. treasuries because of the exchange. The article came out in mainstream media a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
I'm probably going to do a big podcast just on this. I've been briefly mentioning it. But the article came out in Bloomberg News that the largest hedge fund in Japan can no longer buy U.S. dollars in this negative interest rate environment. Now, what does this mean? This means that somebody has to hold the dollar, U.S. treasuries, for us to continue to perpetuate our overspending as a country. And now we're at $19.456 trillion. It will soon be $20 trillion when the next president is inaugurated, or maybe higher than that. So for the first time in our lives, foreigners, it does not pay. It costs them money to buy U.S. treasuries when you factor in hedging and the exchange rate, according to the Bloomberg News article, and the largest hedge fund in Japan has announced it is no longer currently buying this. I knew we were going to get here. I said it was going to happen 6-8 months ago, and now we're here. What does this mean to us? Financial calamity for our country, unfortunately, is around the corner. We will have to do something different. They either have to raise interest rates, and they already tried that, or devalue our currency aggressively. They have not tried that yet, but it doesn't work. Or they will have to do, unfortunately, what this new trend is called a bail-in. And laws have been passed in the United States. I just mentioned it right before the break, the Dodd-Frank Act. Legally, the money that's in your bank account and legally the money that's in your retirement is no longer your money. There's many articles been written about this.
Wow.
Fox News has been commenting on it. Everything I put in this report is an 8-page report in this 5th edition is documented. Even the government websites are now saying this. FDIC.gov, it says it right there on the bail-in. My fear is that they're going to follow in the footsteps of Europe, Joe, and do what is now popular in European communities to fix the debt of their country by seizing their citizens' assets. So where Landmark Capital comes in to help people be good stewards of the funds is if they rolled over a portion of their retirement, 401k, their IRA. And we've worked with a lawyer that's devised a way to do this where you can take physical possession of your metals. You heard me right. You can take physical possession of your metals inside your retirement without a tax liability. It's not a distribution. It's called a transfer or a rollover if you're on a 401k. And you can buy physical metals. You receive them at your home there. You put them in a safe place. And this is not a distribution. Therefore, there's no tax liability. If the U.S. government decides to do in the same pattern that they've been setting up laws to do and trend the same ways that these other countries have done as a way to pay down this debt, they would give you back a treasury dollar because, again, somebody has to hold the dollar. And this has been talked about before Congress, saying, let's set up a fund. Even President Obama set up a retirement fund called MIRA, which would hold U.S. dollars. So he's paved the way on this thing. If they did this and you have a portion in precious metals or your retirement there, they flip the switch. They can't access it because you're not in a index. You're not an electronic system, which is how 99% of all funds, I want to say 100% because I don't know if anything else how it was done, were accessed when all these 14 countries did these things called a bail-in. So this is why gold and silver plays a vital role. Now, if they don't do that and they go the other way, the route of going in inflationary, which they've talked and want to do, then gold has been the number one asset class during the inflationary environment of the 70s. It went up 500% in 5 years while stocks performed very poorly. So did real estate. So there's very few times in my 23 years that I can say, in fact, there's never been a time where I can say this, that all roads now lead to gold. Unfortunately, because it's not a good thing when all roads lead to gold. It's a good thing when we want to have, when it makes sense to have assets in lots of different areas and have money in the bank. But there's no incentive. There's a disincentive coming to our country.
So you don't send a certificate that says, hey, you've got, you know, $10,000 of gold that's sitting right here on my desk. You come check it out anytime you want to. They can actually get the gold in their hand, right?
I've never stored gold for any person. It's illegal for a gold company, conflict of interest,
really?
To store your gold. Yes.
I was not aware of that.
It is against the law. You can have a third-party company hold your gold, like Delaware Depository out of Wilmington, Delaware, or Brinks, and you can do that through your retirement. But my theory is this, and we can do those too. Why would you want to have a third party hold your gold when you can legally hold it yourself?
Yeah, no. I want to go downstairs.
And it costs less. You don't have to pay a storage.
I want to go downstairs. I want to grab it out of the safe. I want to look at it, count it, say, okay, you're mine. You're here. You're mine. Because I'm just one of those kind of guys. But, you know, I am, for the first time in my adult, I recently wrote a piece on some of the things going on here in this country. And for the first time in my adult life, I look at my grandchildren. I see them a lot more often around my house now. And I look at my grandchildren. I am genuinely concerned. I am not in fear because the Lord doesn't give me the spirit of fear. But I look at them and I say, they're going to have a lot on their backs. They're going to have a lot to deal with as they get older. And I don't want them to have to be there. I don't want them to have to do that. So, at this point, you're saying that you know, gold and silver, I don't know which is better. You're the expert, but gold and silver, you may want to maybe pump that up a little bit, as part of your investment plan.
Well, there's the old adage, the trend is your friend, and follow what the trend is doing and you'll do well. The trend is up in gold at 25%. The trend is for countries saying we need to seize our citizens' assets. The trend is where we have to have banks now go through a stress test to see if they're going to survive the next financial calamity. Never before has there been ever a time in history where it's blatantly a change that has happened, and there's going to be a severe change. I feel it in my spirit, and I would encourage all the listeners of Bradley's program and whoever's hearing our voice today, if you sense there is a financial calamity coming or something tragic that you're sensing, I would highly encourage you to call our company and get some information. There'll be no pressure. It's highly educational. It'll match up to what your spirit is saying. And there's your spirit is just a reflection of a forewarning of what God's trying to speak to his children, saying, prepare. Noah prepared the ark. I'd rather be 2 years too early than 2 days too late.
That's a great. All right, so we're running out of time here. I want you to tell people how they get a hold of you, how they can find out more information, you know, about your services and that kind of thing.
Well, they can call us if that's the simplest way, and I'm traditional and old-fashioned. I'd rather talk than go back and forth electronically, but 877-448-2646, and they can talk to our representatives here, and they will send them out a packet, and they can get some education and empower them with knowledge. Or they can go to our website if that's easier, and sometimes people are driving, so it's easier to remember that, and that's landmarkgold.com.
Yeah, and David, I really do appreciate, I appreciate where you're at. I appreciate the way you put God first and all the things you do. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, this is not a sales pitch. So let's be clear about that. David, I know in my heart that David would give you a little guidance, he'd give you a little information, and you don't have to buy anything from him. Hey, we're up against it. Thanks for listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio today. Bradley will be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for your time. Have a great rest of the day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7.